Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. The success of the U.S. military rests on having and sustaining a healthy and fit force. To achieve a fit and healthy force requires a partnership for health among service members, their leaders, and healthcare planners and providers. The integrated efforts of these partners make up the continuum of world-class health care provided by the military health systems, which prides itself in being available anytime and anywhere. With us today to discuss his efforts in this area is our very special guest, Tommy Morris, Acting Director for the Office of Force Health Protection and Readiness Programs within the Department of Defense. Tommy, welcome to our show. It's a pleasure having you today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Also joining us today is Terry Ergens, IBM's Military Health Practice Leader. Terry, good to have you.
Great to be here.
Tommy, before we get started and to provide the proper context for our listeners, could you take a moment and give us an overview of the mission of the Department of Defense's health affairs?
Sure. To talk about the breadth of it is the military health system mission is to provide optimal health services in support of our nation's military anytime, anywhere, as you'd mentioned earlier. And the military health care system is a unique partnership with educators, medical researchers, healthcare providers, and all their support personnel worldwide. The DoD enterprise consists of the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, the medical departments of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as well as our combatant command surgeons and then the TRICARE providers. So it's a pretty significant breadth.
So to drill down a bit, what is the specific mission and scope of the Office of Force Protection and Readiness Programs? Can you tell us a bit about how it's organized, the size of your budget, and how many full-time employees work within this organization?
Sure. I'll start off with our current organization. It's about 170 full-time employees that work for us, and it's a mix of contractors and government personnel, which is extremely important, you know, to balance our workforce. The mission of the Force Health Protection is to shape defense-wide health care and deployment medical support capabilities to improve, protect, and conserve the health and resilience of our service members to allow them to perform optimally anytime, anywhere, as we mentioned earlier. Now, our organization itself is broken down into, we did it in four major categories. Healthy, fit, and resilient force, which includes health promotions and outreach to the family members and service members, psychological health and fitness, human performance enhancements. The other area is medically protected deploying force, deployed health protection, preventive medicine for our troops while they're deployed, and then to provide common medical support services for logistics and research and development. And finally, the sustaining and agile response of medical force, which is deals primarily with our patient movement, disaster medicine, disaster response, and international health and medical diplomacy worldwide. And those are significant areas.
Tommy, can you describe for us your specific responsibilities and duties as Acting Director for the Office of Force Health Protection and Readiness Programs?
Sure. As the Acting Director for Force Health Protection, I'm responsible for a number of things, including supervising, monitoring, and reporting on all deployment matters related to the health of our forces, ensuring the development and implementation of force health lessons learned. And that's, you know, in deployment environments, we encounter different things, different exposures and things like that. And what are the lessons learned from that? And how do we take care of our service members in those environments? And then being able to coordinate actions and assure trust of service members and the public information and activities related to military deployment. So making sure information is available about our service members when necessary. One of the final things is providing the Department of Defense as the focal point for military and veterans health through our coordinating board and maintaining the legacy information and stuff for Gulf War illness.
Regarding your responsibilities and duties, what are the top three challenges that you face in your position, and how have you addressed those challenges?
Well, I guess there's numerous challenges, but moreover, it's being able to operationalize things and support our service members during a time of war. But also, well, we have to be able to support them and provide information and value to them. So the service members, their families, the healthcare providers globally. And it is truly globally right now because we support them while they're deployed to support Iraq, Afghanistan. But also, we're responding to natural disasters and things like that. So our force is truly spread out. So that's a difficult task, but our service members, I think, are up to the task, obviously, and they've been doing a great job in this.
Tommy, you've had a fascinating career, and I understand that you hold a patent and you have a couple others that are pending. Can you tell me a little bit about your career path and how you got started?
Yeah, I actually started out as an operator in the military. I started out as a medic, and then over my career, I became a researcher. Prior to this, I was doing research and development in the U.S. Army Medical Research Material Command out of the Telemedicine Advanced Technology Research Center. So I've got a wealth of operational experience in military medicine, and then, you know, obviously in the technology realm is being able to do research and development for technologies that support our service members globally. So that prepared me to come into the position. And then recently taken over as the acting director for Force Health Protection for Ms. Ellen Embry, who is now the acting assistant secretary of defense for health affairs. So it's been an interesting career path, to say the least.
Great. So as you reflect back on your career, what have been some of the perhaps lessons learned that you're bringing to your current role?
Well, for the information technology systems, it's about the people and about the information, the data sharing. But moreover, our job is to act as the functional representatives for our customers and truly be able to support them in any environment. And our customers, just to go over, is the service members and their families, the healthcare providers, the services being the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and their combatant commanders. And being able to support them medically is extremely important. It allows them to do the mission in supporting our national security and everything else for the United States.
Great. And I noticed that one of the critical constituents there is, in fact, the family members of our forces.
Absolutely, because, you know, we have our service members that deploy, but it's really important to be able to support their families who support them.
How critical is force health protection to military operations? We will ask Tommy Morris, Acting Director for the Office of Force Health Protection and Readiness Programs within the Department of Defense, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.